The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, "Afal pisha tshuva v'atzaaka yofa la'olam." A person's davening and tshuva is always accepted and always what the Rabbanu Shem wants. Ba'asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim yofa b'yoyser. U'miskabeles hi miyad. There's a special school of these days that both the tshuva and the tefillah of a person is accepted right away. What it takes a person a whole year for tshuva and tefillah on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the special days, Dirsha Hashem b'imotzoi, says Rambam, b'yochid, av b'tziba kolz man shayisin tshuva v'tzorakim b'leiv sholem, heim nenin shenema k'ay elekeinu b'chol k'ayin ha'elov, k'ashem elekeinu b'chol k'ayin ha'elov. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, special days, special siyata d'shmaya, a person to get close to Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Rabbanu Shel Olam listens to us, to our tefillas, kol yochid v'yochid. We have an easier time being mesayir l'tshuva in these days. A little mesayirus and a little chizuk for these days that will help us b'siyata d'shmaya to use this opportunity that we have. Short time, the season of Yom Ha'Ra'im, the season of Yemei Rachman V'Slichas is a very short season. It's a few days. Yemei Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Ni'ilah, and it's over. So we have to try to seize the opportunity. The Pasuk tells us in Nitzavim, V'hoyu ki yavo elech kol advarim eila habrocha v'aklol asher nesata fanecho. The Pasuk says, V'ashivo yisrael levavecho. We're referring to Tshuva. A person is going to be zoichet to tshuva. Pasuk Bei says, "V'shavto ad Hashem alekecha, v'shamata bekoiloi, k'choil ashanoichi mitzavcha yoyim ato v'necho b'cholavavcha kol nafshecha." What's this two inyanim over here? The first inyan is the inyan of Hashivoisa levavecha. The second inyan is v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. So in Drasha Sarani, he speaks about that a person has, right at the beginning of his tshuva, he has a sairis to do tshuva. But the actual tshuva is v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. We'll try to explain what does it mean v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. What does it mean returning to Hashem alekecha? What are we referring to? What is this idea? The word tshuva means to return. What are we returning to? To returning to a place that we were there already? Returning to a place, something that's part of us. Chazal tell us, "Gedoy l'tshuva shemagas at kisei hakavod." What are we referring to that it goes to the kisei hakavod? What's the Chazal trying to tell us over here? Kipshute, when we say v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, means that we're getting close to Rabbanu Shalom, because when a person does an Avera, there's a mechitza of Barzel between him and Rabbanu Shalom. Every time we do Avera, we build a wall between us and Rabbanu Shalom. People that have less Averas are closer to Rabbanu Shalom. People that have more Averas are further away. There are more mechitzas. So when we do tshuva, we returning and getting close to Rabbanu Shalom. But there seems to be a little deeper, a deeper understanding of Vashavta ad Hashem lekecha, which could give us a tremendous chizuk and an inspiration and a rotzen to do tshuva, even besimcha. Rabbi Ruchan brings this Yisoy down in Das Chochma Musar Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. Revolba speaks about it in the Kuntres Hodem Bikor Daf Lamed Hey, and it's also brought down with Talmid Hashem Tov Masifrei Chasidus. What the Rabbanu Shalom helps us in this tshuva? When we say tshuva, to return, says the Baruchim, are referring to returning to themselves. What do you mean returning to himself? Every single yid has a chelek elokai mimal within him. Mamesh, kipshutoi. Kaviyochel a chelek of Hashem which is within us. We distance ourselves away from ourselves. Person has a chelik of his neshama, tremendous amount of koiches, infinite koiches, nitzchistika koiches, a chelik of the kavyachal inside him. By all our situations in this world, we're so far away from our koich that we have within us. We find that there's an inyan of tshuva, tanesim. Why is tanesim such an important part of tshuva? It's true, yisurim amechaper, but what is the oimik over here? There could be there's an oimik over here when a person is betaynis, he's less connected to his guf, he's more connected to neshama. The way we access our tshuva, the way we get back to our tshuva, the way we return to ourselves, is a little less connected to ourselves of our guf. That's how we can return to our neshama. Tshuva is the connection to neshama, to the original state when we were before we were born, when the person was only a neshama before he was a guf. The Maral says that when a person is born, he's mutba beguf. That means he's stamped, his guf gets stamped with it, on him. Before he's born, is a ner doilik, neshama, the Malach teaches him Torah, is kulay ruchni, is a chelik of elikai mimal without the guf. Avadi has a guf inside, but it doesn't have the shame guf yet until he's born. When we say a person's truv is magas at kisei hakavod, what are we referring to at kisei hakavod? Kisei hakavod is the place where the neshamas are created from. G'doyle tshuva shemagas at kisei hakavod, we could actually return to its original state, the way we got our neshama. That's what we're referring to. Becoming, returning to ourselves, returning to Rabbanu Shalom is the exact same thing. Chelik elokai mimal is what we're returning to. We're connecting to, getting more connected to. We say Hashamnu, Lashon Rabim. So most of the Mefarshim explain that a person has to say Hashamnu b'Lashon Rabim because we're achroi for the whole Klal Yisrael. We're a chelik of Klal Yisrael. We have arvus to Klal Yisrael. Could be according to this, there's some kind of another pirish of Hashamnu, our guf and our nefesh. I was Hashamnu, bagadnu, I was boigid, I betrayed the koiches that Rabban Hashem gave me, within me. I have tremendous amount of koiches. I have a pure koiches. I didn't use those koiches. Gazalnu. Siddur, the Sfasema says that the reason why the parasha of Vidui in the Torah is said by Hashem Gzeilois, that's what we know the parasha of Vidui, because in every Averi there's a sense of Gzeila. By the fact that we didn't do what we're supposed to be doing with our neshama and our guf, we took something that Rabban Hashem gave to us for a purpose and we used it for something else. A person gave me $100,000 to build a house and I used it for something else. The Rabban Hashem gave me a guf and neshama for one thing and I used it for something else. That's a form of gzeila. That means that we're saying Hashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu on our chelik of our neshama that we didn't use properly, a chelik of kavyochel we didn't use properly. Yazoiv Rosh Darkoi Vish Evan Machshavoisov Vyoshev El Hashem Virachameyu. The words Vyoshev El Hashem Virachameyu, the Talmidei B'Hashem Tov HaMedayik, that Virachameyu is going back on Hashem. If you look in the proper dictum, it's not going back on the person. Gepshuta, we learn when a person does tshuva, so Rabban Hashem has Rachmanas on him. But in the dictum, it sounds like Virachameyu is going back. Yoshev El Hashem Virachameyu, Kavyochel on Hashem. The Rebbein Shem, when a person does tshuva, has rachmanis on the chelik l'kayim imal, the chelik of kilu on himself, kav yochel. That chelik, we need extra rachmanis to access, to return, to get back to the original state. And that's gufa the rachmanis referring to. It's a beautiful medrash in Vayikra, Gimel, Gimel, on this pasuk of V'yashav al-Hashem v'rachmeyu, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ka'odem, Shuhu Malchim Shtei Nesarim. What does it mean, Virachameyu? It's a Lashon like V'ilachmeyu, like bonding two things together. When you put together two pieces of wood, that's what's happening over here when a person does tshuva. Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina says, Ka'odem Shuhu Malchim Shtei Kare Amita, Matbikin Zeh L'Zeh. When a person puts together the two legs of a bed, which I think the pshat is why he's saying a different pshat is because the legs of a bed are made out of metal and they're soldering it together as one. It becomes mamish one. We become Yashav Hashem v'ilachmei, we become one with the Rabbeinu Shalom Kav Yachol, we're connecting. Our neshama gets back connected. Who we are is what is our neshama. Aidei, our tshuva, we become davik in the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. That's which we have within ourselves and we're accessing within ourselves. So mitzad echad, avoidas ha-tshuva is always a hard avoida to see how far we are and how little we did, how much we could have done more. Mitzad sheni, it was a missed opportunity. Mitzad sheni, the avoidas ha-tshuva empowers us. It gives us tremendous simcha. Oysher, that we have the possibility and the ability to access to the koiches that we have, what's within me, what I could do, what I have the ability to do, to get back to the original state, to my shoirish, I could be mashlim, mekabel, a new year, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, with new koiches, we should be zoicher, to be lichosem, v'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim, together with the whole Klal Yisrael, like we have to include ourselves in the whole Klal Yisrael. That's why we say Vidu Lashon Rabim. A person is achroy for Klal Yisrael. A person has a schus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to get all the brachas. We should be included in all of them. A good gebenchtior.